Hey, are you a member of the Alliance for Natural Health? Nope, this is not a commercial announcement, because membership in the Alliance for Natural Health is free. Many of us already are members. For those who aren't, I hope you will join today, because the Alliance for Natural Health is the most effective lobbying organization for natural health care in these United States. Now, here's an example. In 2008, Los Federales at FDA sent a warning letter to all compounding pharmacies telling them to quit including estriol in prescriptions for women's bioidentical hormone replacement. For those of us who don't know about it, estriol is, along with estrone and estradiol, one of three so-called major estrogens, and the only one of those three that is strictly anti-carcinogenic. That's why I made sure it was in there in a majority. We want a majority of anti-carcinogens, don't we? When first putting together, with the help of Ed Thorpe, a compounding pharmacist from Cripps Pharmacy in Vancouver, BC, putting together the whole bioidentical hormone program. Estriol had to be in there. I learned that from Henry Lemon, MD, who taught us with research published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, no less, that estriol is anti-carcinogenic. Well, a surprise for guys. One of our testosterone metabolites also contacts the very same receptors that estriol contacts, which are called estrogen receptor beta. Now, estrone contacts estrogen receptor alpha, and then there's a beta receptor. But guys, did you know that one of our testosterone metabolites also contacts only estrogen receptor beta, which men have too, located among other places on our prostate glands? That testosterone metabolite is abbreviated in scientific journals as 3-beta-adiol, and research has found that 3-beta-adiol, the testosterone metabolite that all of us guys have more or less of, can actually reverse prostate cancer in experimental animals. So, of course, it's unavailable to free citizens of these United States, but that's another topic for another time. If anyone wants to hear about 3-beta-adiol and prostate cancer today, give me a call later in the program. Now back to estriol, bioidentical hormone replacement, and the Alliance for Natural Health. Los Federales at FDA sent that warning letter, quote unquote, because of what they termed a citizen complaint. Well, who was the citizen who complained? Identified as the Wyeth Corporation. A citizen. The patent medicine company, the original patent holder for Premarin, which, as most of us know, was collected from pregnant horse urine. Get it? Pregnant mare urine? Premarin? And by 2008, 26 years after it was first introduced at Tahoma Clinic, comprehensive and not patented or patentable bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, including estriol, had become so very popular and spread nationwide with so many beneficial effects and no reported adverse effects. So the poor Wyeth company was losing out to the competition, and they weren't selling near enough horse urine estrogen to human women. Hey, they should have tried selling it to horses. And complained to their buddies at the FDA, with a citizen complaint. Yes, that's buddies. Remember to put the words institutional corruption of pharmaceuticals, that's institutional corruption of pharmaceuticals, into your computer search engine. And what will appear is a freely downloadable PDF from the fall 2013 issue of the Journal of Law, Medicine, and Ethics. If you haven't read this already, it will blow you away with footnoted fact after fact after fact about how patent medicine companies and Los Federales at FDA are really the best of buddies. But back to that 2008 warning letter telling the compounding pharmacies, "Thou shalt not compound estriol." They didn't happen to mention it was the anti-carcinogenic estrogen. They just said, "Thou shalt not compound estriol." Well, the Alliance for Natural Health sent an emergency alert via email to every one of their members. That alert contained a short factual description of what Los Federales had just done. The description wasn't just sent as a description, it was accompanied by a solution, an email letter to each member's U.S. representative and to U.S. senators, and that was determined by each member of ANH, their postal address. The email letter could be clicked and sent just as it was written, or altered in any way the member of ANH wants to alter or wanted to alter it. Now, here's my favorite alteration. It was a message to a woman's U.S. congressman and two U.S. senators which said, "If you allow the FDA to take away my bioidentical hormone replacement therapy with estriol, I will come to your offices and have PMS every month." Would have served them right. Well, over 100,000 email protest letters were sent to members of Congress in less than 2 weeks from ANH members. If you're not a member, please join us. There's a current example of why you might be wanting to join us. But over 100,000 email protest letters in less than 2 weeks. What was the result? Somehow Los Federales at FDA didn't follow up on their citizen complaint, quote-unquote, induced warning letter, and estriol, originally put into bioidentical hormone replacement in 1982, when we put it together, as a major natural anti-estrogenic anti-carcinogen, and it keeps bioidentical hormone replacement therapy for women safe, it remained a key component of bioidentical hormone replacement therapy thanks to all those members of ANH. And all they had to do, not write a letter, no postage, no stamp, just click over here and send the member, and it sends automatically to your U.S. representative and two U.S. senators. No kidding. And like I said, if you don't like the letter, change it. And you get the facts up front first. Now, let's go to a current campaign by the Alliance for Natural Health. This one was only posted June 29th of this year. Not so long ago. This one asked members to email members of Congress using that already prepared email letter to save time or doing their own to stop Los Federales' approval, quote-unquote, of an entirely natural, and I did say entirely natural, and effective pain-relieving substance, but Los Federales want to approve it as a drug. Yes, I did say drug, even though it's entirely natural. Because if they do so, it will prevent it from being sold as a relatively inexpensive pain-relieving supplement. That process has already started. Los Federales have already sent warning letters, quote-unquote, to the companies who have been supplying it as a relatively inexpensive, effective, and harmless supplement. Because now they want to, quote, approve it, unquote, as a drug. And if it's a drug, even though it's totally natural, it can't be sold as a supplement anymore. No competition allowed. Now, here's an example of what happens when Los Federales, quote, approve, unquote, an entirely natural substance as a, quote, drug, unquote, which automatically bans its sales as a supplement. This is a real-life example. You can look it up online. It's hard to believe. In the 1980s, gamma-hydroxybutyrate, also called GHB, a substance made in human and animal brains and easy to provide in a bioidentical form, was sold in health food stores as a very effective and very safe sleep aid. And by the way, it really is the best and most effective entirely natural sleep-inducing substance ever seen in medical practice, and I am not kidding. Good old gamma-hydroxybutyrate. The price at the time was reasonable at $20 to $30 for a bottle of capsules, which on the average contained enough to last 4 to 6 weeks. The total cost for a year would be $240 to $360 a year if you took the stuff every night. Now guess what happened? This is for real. Look it up. Los Federales buddied up with a patent medicine company. I'm not kidding. Approving gamma-hydroxybutyrate as a, quote, drug, unquote, so only one company could have a monopoly on selling it. You'll never, ever guess what the cost in 2017 for a year's supply of gamma-hydroxybutyrate disguised as a drug named Xyrem, what that cost might be. Hold on to your chair. I am not at all kidding. You can look this up online. The cost for a year's supply is $143,604. That was $143,604 for a year's supply, up from $240 to $360 a year when the very same molecules of GHB were sold as a supplement. And now $143,604 a year? I'll repeat that, $143,604 a year when it was $240 to $360 a year in the 1980s. No kidding. This is one of many monopoly rackets supported by Los Federales that is driving the cost of health care in these United States to unprecedented heights. Now, even if it's covered by insurance at $143,604 a year, what do you think is happening to everyone's insurance premiums? Hey, those insurance companies aren't going to cover it and lose money, are they? Okay. The Alliance for Natural Health present campaign, and please join Alliance for Natural Health to easily help this campaign. You don't have to leave your chair in front of your computer to join the Alliance for Natural Health. You can do it online. You can go to all the W's and ANH-USA.org, all the W's and ANH-USA.org. So please join to help this campaign to prevent Los Federales from doing the same thing from $240 to $360 a year to $143,000 a year. It'll happen if we let this happen. To another safe and significantly pain-relieving natural material, which currently is being sold as a supplement, except those warning letters have been sent by Los Federales. Here's a description of the problem posted June 30th, 2017 on the ANH website, all the W's and .anh-usa.org. Quoting the website, "We must maintain consumer access to CBD oil, a safe, non-addictive, natural pain treatment. Last year, 2016, the FDA sent warning letters to six companies marketing CBD supplements, saying that because a patent medicine company, although the Alliance for Natural Health wrote a pharmaceutical company, was investigating CBD as a drug, CBD does not meet the definition of a supplement anymore. Oh dear, it morphed into a drug as soon as someone started investigating it." I said that, not the Alliance. Back to what the Alliance said. "The government needs to get its act together." This is what they wrote. "The Drug Enforcement Agency recently published a final rule saying that all marijuana and hemp extracts," which CBD is one of which, and it does not get anybody high, as everybody knows, "all marijuana and hemp extracts are Schedule I controlled substances, a category that includes heroin, LSD, and mescaline." Note that CBD does not get you high. "By definition, Schedule I substances have no medical benefit. Yet the U.S. government has a patent on CBD for its ability to protect the brain from degeneration." Hey, that's another good reason to use it, especially since it can't get you high. Next paragraph from Alliance for Natural Health. "A pharmaceutical company has patented CBD oil for the treatment of a rare form of childhood epilepsy and has won orphan drug approval from the FDA. Why did the company apply for orphan drug approval? Because it's easier to gain marketing approval for an orphan drug, and companies with orphan drug approval are granted extended length exclusivity. So they can, and this is my comment, so they can charge you maybe $143,604 a year for a whole lot longer. But once the quote orphan drug close quote comes to market, it could be prescribed off-label to treat anything under the sun. When the FDA finishes clearing the market of CBD supplements," in other words, we just got rid of the competition, that's me talking, but they wrote, "when the FDA finishes clearing the market of CBD supplements, the CBD drug will be the only show in town, at which point the price will soar into the stratosphere." More from Alliance for Natural Health getting toward the end. "This is unconscionable on a number of levels. We have an opioid epidemic in this country that is killing 33,000 people a year and growing. FDA-approved drugs are part of the problem. Fentanyl is as much as 100 times more powerful than morphine and killed 4,200 people in 2014. aspirin and others cause internal bleeding. There are more than 100 million Americans with untreated pain. How does the FDA look out for these patients? Now, I'm going to put in a word or two. As public servants, of course. Back to the Alliance for Natural Health now. By denying them access to the CBD product, sold inexpensively as a supplement, so Big Pharma can make a killing selling it to these same patients at an exorbitant price. Something needs to be done. Write to Congress and urge your elected officials to support federal legislation that protects consumer access to CBD and to direct the FDA to stop. That's stop, me yelling stop. It's attack on CBD supplements. Right there, and that's the end of the ANH part. And right there, folks, you can see what the racket is. The FDA and the pharmaceutical company as buddies. Well, let's see. They look for something natural. And then, guess what? FDA declares it's a drug because the company is investigating it, and they have a patent on it. A patent? How'd they get that? It's natural. Oh, yes. It's a use patent for just a particular use for a particular disease, which, by the way, you can then prescribe off-label and sell lots and lots. And the price goes through the roof. And all those people in pain can't afford this stuff. And your insurance premiums go up because of insurance coverage, if it is covered. It's a racket, folks. Please join the ANH today, the Alliance for Natural Health. Remember, membership is free. To help protect your right that's stated in our country's Declaration of Independence to life, which happens to include health, doesn't it? Liberty and the pursuit of happiness, which goes a lot better if we're healthy. Please go to allthews.anh-usa.org. www.anh-usa.org and join today. ANH, Alliance for Natural Health, is our best hope to significantly slow and perhaps stop and even reverse what's happening to our rights to take care of our own health at a reasonable price.